28 minutes before the top of the hour. Y'all, I need y'all to give it up. Y'all need to stand on your feet, even if you're in your car right now, and make some noise. In the building, we got the one and only Mario. Oh,
what's up? What's up? What's up, world?
What's up, Big Pimpin?
How are you, man?
Hey, go on, shout out your home folks, everybody in Baltimore, 92Q.
Absolutely, man. We love you in Baltimore. What's going on, B-More? I'm in the building, representing. You already know.
There it
yes,
is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So let's jump right into this first thing, because a lot of people, we say Mario, and you hear people say Mario.
You know, my mama heard you right now. She'll be like, it's Mario. I don't want to hear nothing about it.
Who started Mario?
The old folks.
I did, actually.
You
I did? Yeah, me in New York City. Everybody in New York said, yo, Mario. Like, New York is very, yeah, so, you know, it's Mario.
Wait a minute, now you said it, you just confused me.
No, I said me in New York City started.
It's Mario. Oh, okay.
It's Mario.
Okay, Mario.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You started to run with it. Now, your consistency level, like, you know, at the beginning of your career, like, boom, banging singles out, album after album, then you kind of took a pause for a little bit. Was it like anything in particular that made you want to take a break?
I guess in the public eyes, as fans and radio and people who are looking from the outside in, it's taking a pause. But for me, it was just a creative change, record label change type of thing going on. So in the midst of all of that, it's, you know, it takes time to really get everything the way you need it, and you know, that's pretty much what it was.
And it also seems like a lot of people that come into the game when they're children, because you was real young when you came into the game.
Yeah.
They turn into maniacs. You see them in TMZ all the time. But you've kind of flown under the radar, kept your nose clean, stayed out of trouble,
acting
man.
Like a grown-ass man.
What do you attribute that to?
Honestly, I contribute that to just being, having a lot of responsibilities from a young age. A lot of people don't know my story. Like, I moved from Baltimore when I was 13, 14 years old. And I was pretty much adopted by my first managers. And so that alone, like, that change for me alone, it really matured me. And, you know, it just gave me a whole new respect for, you know, life outside of Baltimore. And, you know, I contributed to that, you know, contributed to just staying grounded and always having a foundation.
Man, yeah. That's awesome.
Now, yeah. Mario, you just mentioned about Dancing with the Stars, which I forgot you danced on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So what was that like? And who was your dance partner again?
Karina Smirnoff. Yeah.
Karina, that the one that danced with all the black guys?
Mostly, yeah.
Her and Cheryl Burke. Yeah, did you get to request her?
It's crazy. I requested Karina, but when I met Cheryl, I was like, wow. Like,
that's the one that
she's a lot thicker and voluptuous. And,
oh, and that's the one that all
you like them thick. You like them thick too,
yeah,
though.
Man.
Ocho Cinco was buying her gifts.
Spiritual, creative, and thick.
Yeah, I just joined a new church recently.
I love that.
I mean, but can you keep it 100, Mario? Like, you know, when you was with Miss Burke, right? Was there any chemistry?
You talking about Karina, right?
You said Cheryl Burke. Oh, so the other person danced with Cheryl Burke. Yeah, that's who you wanted. Okay, never mind. That question has been neutralized.
Once I saw her, that's who I wanted.
But a lot of people say that when you're on Dancing with the Stars, there's a lot of physical and sexual chemistry between the dance partners. So between you and Karina.
Yeah.
The last name of Vodka, Smirnoff.
Yeah.
Was there any chemistry between y'all two?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, of course.
I figured that, honey.
No, did you hit it, dog?
No. Oh, Ricky.
He ain't going to tell you on the radio.
You did hit
chemistry.
It?
I think, no.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to say, dog, you hit it, dog? What?
It's like, wow, he's open.
Nah, I never went in. I never went in.
I did not enjoy the shot. We're going to use that. I never went in.
Did you circle the block at least?
Nah, I never circled the block. I didn't even go in the street.
Y'all crazy, man.
She was in a relationship, so I don't, you know.
Right.
I was focused.
But you know, you could have pulled it if you wanted it.
Yeah. There were plenty of late night sessions in the rehearsals.
Like, oh, yeah, I'd be going on.
Did you?
That was when I came back to LA. I had like a little situation in LA at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. So are you going to be getting back into acting?
Definitely, man. Receiving scripts. I always get scripts every week. I get all types of projects. Some that I read for. I actually just read for this Sam Cooke role, and I didn't get it. But it was like something I worked really hard for, and I was excited about that one, actually. You know, that he's one of my influences. His story is amazing. He's somebody that
Frankie
I definitely...
and Johnny were sweethearts. Oh, trust me, I know the whole.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
And I know all his gospel stuff.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I love Sam Cooke.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Give me water. Yeah, you know all that.
Yes, sir. Man, congratulations on everything, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are happy to have you, man. Hey, let everybody know how they can follow you on Twitter.
@MarioSoulTruth. I will be on there all week. Y'all know I'm on there every day. Shout out to my souls, man.
One more question. Me and Hair Crank want to know, what was it like working with Nicki Minaj, man?
You know what? Nicki, first of all, let me shout Nicki out. Polo to Don for helping me create this masterpiece. I wasn't in the studio with her, but it took one take, man. One take. Usually, when I hear records or features, I always have something to say to it, like just to make sure that it's already all the way right. But she delivered.
Killed it in one take.
One take. She gave it, you know, she took me back to when I first heard Nicki on her mixtapes and just on our first album, and it's just the organicness of it. And I think she speaks from a woman's perspective on the record and gives it, you know, gave it what it needed. So.